From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of U.S. policy, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and setting in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city.
After more than two decades of waivers, we are no closer to a lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. It would be folly to assume that repeating the exact same formula would now produce a different or better result.
Given the potential for a violent backlash against Israel and American interests in the region, the U.S. Consulate General has restricted American government workers and their families from personal travel in Jerusalem's Old City and West Bank, including Bethlehem and Jericho, amid widespread calls for demonstrations. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas said Trump's announcement on Jerusalem is a declaration of withdrawal from the role the U.S. has played in the peace process. French President Emmanuel Macron's reaction was swift and critical. He called it a regrettable decision France does not approve. It contradicts international law, and it ignores U.N. Security Council resolutions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, welcomed the announcement. He said, "We are profoundly grateful for the president for his courageous and just decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to prepare for the opening of the U.S. embassy here." In 2000, 5 years of deadly violence was ignited when an Israeli politician visited the Temple Mount at the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex. This is VOA News.